Dozens of cars wrap around the building at a local HEB as people wait to fill up on gas. Down Wurzbach at the Shell station, lines pour into the I-10 frontage lanes in staring traffic. Pictures on Facebook of queuing cars and stations without gas have sent thousands of San Antonians scrambling to fill up.
Yeah, we're just going paranoid. They think we're going to run out of gas. I mean, they're running out everywhere.
Daniel Hernandez, a local cook, has been waiting about 10 minutes and has about 20 more minutes to go. A call from his wife had him leaving work early.
Well, my wife told me the Walmart by our house on Bandera, Gilbo, they ran out right when she was next in line. 7-Eleven ran out.
After traveling to two stations unsuccessfully, Cindy Rearco has been waiting 30 minutes to hear this sound.
So you just finished filling up. How did that feel?
Oh, it felt great.
She says she got a text from her daughter that places were running out.
Because I'm afraid if I waited till 4 or 5 o'clock, maybe there wouldn't be any, so...
Head of communications at HEB, Dia Campo, says Texans should not panic.
The state of Texas will experience some short-term and sporadic gas outages throughout the state. Every gas retailer will be impacted.
She says there's a temporary supply and demand issue stemming from the devastating floods in Houston. People should expect continued sporadic outages.
There will not be outages at every single gas location. If there's a gas outage at one location, I would try something down the street. I think it's going to be pretty unpredictable and sporadic, but definitely not anything that's long-term.
HEB and other providers are replenishing their supplies as quickly as they can, she says. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.